We want to thank you for listening today. This audio sermon is a ministry of Faith Baptist Church, a place where you belong. Now let's listen as Pastor Todd Adams brings a message of truth from God's Word.
I feel so blessed tonight because not only do I know that I'm a Christian and my family is here, but I'm so blessed to have all of you here and to have such an amazing staff who serve here at Faith Baptist Church. Our musical, yeah. Our folks who serve in our music ministry, the dedication they have shown this Christmas season, from our Christmas musical to everything that has happened tonight, and all of our folks in the back taking care of things, I'm so grateful for all of you guys. Thank you for making tonight so special. Well, if you've been in church for any length of time, or even if you haven't, I'm sure most of you are very aware of a song that you probably used to sing, and it's the song called This Little Light of Mine. How many of you know that song? All right, let's sing it together. This little light of mine. Come on. Keep going. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Now, you guys sound beautiful, all right? I think I told the church, I will never forget the shock of my life when I was in Rwanda last year, and we were in this orphanage, and one of the pastors who was with us was a worship leader, and they asked him to get up and lead a song, and he got up there. How many of you know who David Crowder is? Anybody know who that guy is? Big beard? Yeah. Well, this was his, I mean, he had a clone, and this was the guy. And he gets up there, and I said, what are you going to sing? And he goes, one that everyone will know. And I'm thinking, who in the world, what are you going to sing in Rwanda? What are they going to know that we sing in America? And he gets up there, and he starts singing, guess what? But he did it African style. What, you never heard it African style? And it's like, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Don't you know that this little light of mine? And they were doing this. I'm gonna let it shine. Come on, let me see it. All right, we got some nonconformist Baptists in here that don't know, that just can't get their hands together, all right? That's all right, that's all right. You'll get full of the Spirit one day, I'm sure, all right? What's so amazing about this song to me is the phrase, I'm gonna let it shine. Most believe that this song was based on the words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 5 and Luke chapter 11, where Jesus spoke these words when he says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. How many of you know that little phrase in the song, right? Hide it under a bushel? That was weak for this many people. Hide it under a bushel? All right. But on a thank you, young sir. Thank you. But on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now notice, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who, church? Your Father which is in heaven. Then Jesus said these words, no man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, the body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light. And when the bright shining of a candle, just as the bright shining of a candle, doth give thee light. Friends, we are blessed today to have electricity. We are blessed today in our world to have light, to be surrounded by light. But I want us to understand something tonight, that external light is not enough. We need the light of Christ to shine into our life so we can actually see. You see, we must have the eternal light of Christ shine on our internal life, giving us everlasting life. This is the reality of you and I tonight. One of the great writers said it better. I wrote that, but I think this guy said it better, C.S. Lewis, and I quote, "I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see what? Everything else." Tonight, you were given a candle, I think, when you came in. Is that right? I mean, that's why you're here. You want to light a candle. Don't think I don't know what's going on out there, all right? Think, well, the preacher's going to get up and blow some hot air for a little bit, and then we'll light our candle, okay? Well, I want you to listen to me for a moment. And if you guys are really good, I'll preach even shorter, all right? The candle that you're holding in your hand is a symbol of the candle that's in your heart. You see, the truth is, we are not born with our candle, our soul, lit. Our soul must be enlightened, must be saved. It must be lit up by the truth of God's word. The psalmist said this in Psalm 18, "For thou wilt light my," say it, "candle." The Lord my God will do something. What is it that he will do? He will enlighten my darkness. You see, our dark souls need the bright light of God's word to illuminate our life. If you don't know Jesus, you're sitting in darkness tonight. I don't care how much light is around you. I don't care how bright the lights are in your house or where you are. If the light of God's word is not in your soul, you sit in darkness. The scripture says that the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I would ask all the simples to raise their hand, but we would probably incriminate ourselves, wouldn't we? You see, God knew the darkness of man's soul, and in an act of love, he sent Jesus to dispel the darkness. The prophet Isaiah foretold what was echoed all the way back in the book of Matthew when he said these words, "The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and that light was Jesus." The scripture says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that how many men, church? All men through him might believe. It didn't say they would all believe, but that was God's intention. You sit tonight with an opportunity to accept God's free gift of grace and to receive the light of life in your life. You see, it says, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." You know, in a few moments, we're going to have all the lights off in here, and it's going to be dark. But darkness is best described in another way. It isn't just the absence of light. Darkness is fear. Darkness is depression. Darkness is bitterness. Darkness is hatred in your heart. Darkness is found in the shadow of death. And when Christ came into this world, he gave mankind something. He gave us hope, as Pastor Chad was singing, that was burning bright. Hope. He gives direction. He gives meaning. He gives purpose. You see, friends, it is the light of Christ that brings new life to men. Some of you may be familiar with the sport known as MMA. If you don't know what that is, it stands for mixed martial arts. It makes boxing look like a Sunday school picnic. It is a very violent sport. There is a lot of contact. It is rough. It is brutal. Many don't last but just a few years in the sport. You say, you seem to know a lot about it. Well, I must confess, I kind of am intrigued by it just a little bit. There is a semi-well-known fighter. Some of you may have heard of him. His name is Justin Wren. He was an undefeated heavyweight for 6 years. His dream, while he was getting bullied in school at 15 years old, was to be an MMA fighter, and he trained relentlessly, began wrestling, took up mixed martial arts, jiu-jitsu, And he began to train and train and train and train. And at the age of 18 years old, he found himself in Madison Square Garden, the main event. And for 6 years, he went undefeated. But it was during that time of his life that he describes how he became a drunk and a drug addict. He was an angry, hostile, hatred-filled individual who grew more and more depressed every day. He was selected to go on the reality show called The Ultimate Fighter. And while he was on that show, he was voted off by his peers and it crushed him. He says in his own words, "It was at that moment that I finally hit rock bottom." He decided that he would turn to his drugs and his alcohol. And he was invited in the midst of his depression by a friend of a friend to a men's ministry event that was called Quest, where in a night of pure desperation, as the preacher was preaching, Justin describes how he fell under total conviction and the love of God broke through in his life and the light of Jesus began to shine on this man's dark soul. And I quote, he said, "I prayed these words to God Almighty, 'God, please love the hell out of me.'" Justin describes in his own words how his life began to be radically changed and other men came alongside him and helped him through his addictions and his pain and his depression. And Jesus filled his soul. And within a short time, Justin got involved in a local church and he began taking missions trips. And you know what I've discovered? Following Jesus means you follow Jesus wherever he leads you. And Justin followed Jesus to multiple corners of the world and he found himself falling in love with a country called the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country that is riddled with violence, death, and slavery. And it was while he was on one of these trips that God touched his heart and Justin began working with the Pygmy people. I don't know if you know anything about the Pygmies, but they are a people who have been enslaved and forgotten about. He became determined to make a difference in their dark world, and so Justin took the light that was now in him and went into the deepest part of the Congo and began shining the light of Jesus. He raised money, he brought awareness, and in a few years he was able to secure land for these people who never had land, and he began to build wells so that they could have fresh water. And in an act that defied imagination and logic, Justin's team reached out to the tribe that had been enslaving these Pygmy people and said, "We want to build a well on your land as well." This totally blew the minds of the slave owners. And within a few short months, the slave owners came to Justin and said, "Now that the Pygmy people have their land and we have ours and they have water and we have our water, there is no reason for us to enslave them." And they let the Pygmy people go free. Justin, you can read all about this in his book called Hope for the Forgotten. One of the phrases that he likes to say is, "You know, I used to fight against people. I had such rage in me that all I wanted to do was hurt and fight people." He said, "Now I realize that I should be fighting for people, not against them." I was listening to him speak, and Justin gives a challenge wherever he goes, and it's summed up in this one quote, and he says this, "In the lives of others, what great difference would you make if you knew you could?" In the lives of others, what great difference would you make if you knew that you could? That thought convicted me. You see, we are surrounded every day by people who are stuck in darkness. And we who have had our candle lit by the Lord, we who have had our darkness illuminated by the love and the life of Christ, friends, we have a responsibility. We opened with the song, "Go tell it on the what? On the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere." Let me ask you tonight, what does that look like in your life? What does telling the message of Jesus actually look like to you? I know what it looks like for Justin. What does you and your little light, this little light of mine, what does that look like in your life? I believe with all of my heart that you and I can make a difference. We are to be light bearers and grace givers to those who are still in darkness. The scripture says this, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of what? Where has that light shined? In our hearts. Now notice, what's our mission? What's our purpose? Say it with me. It's on the screen. It's highlighted so you can't miss it. All right? Say it. Ready? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This little light of mine.
Thank you again for listening to this audio sermon. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. For more sermons or if you have any questions, log on to www.fbcbelong.com.